Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dreams of a Final Theory by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Steven Weinberg is a wide-ranging exploration of how scientists search for the deepest, most unified description of nature. Using the perspective of a working theoretical physicist, Weinberg explains why many researchers believe that the laws of physics may be derivable from a small set of fundamental principles, and why the idea of a final theory has enduring appeal. The book moves between history, philosophy, and technical intuition, clarifying how modern particle physics and cosmology developed and what problems remain open. Weinberg also addresses questions that surround the scientific enterprise itself, what counts as an explanation, how symmetry guides theory building, and whether beauty is a reliable clue to truth. Without pretending that all mysteries are close to solved, he offers an informed account of the progress that has been made and the obstacles ahead, while defending a realistic, science-centered worldview. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the meaning and motivation behind a final theory. Weinberg frames the final theory as an ideal limit of scientific unification, a set of fundamental laws that, together with appropriate boundary conditions, could in principle account for every physical phenomenon. He distinguishes this ambition from the practical work of explaining specific systems, emphasizing that reduction is about showing how diverse behaviors follow from deeper, more general principles, even when the resulting calculations are too complex to carry out in detail. The motivation is partly historical. Physics has repeatedly replaced separate rules with unified frameworks, such as the merging of electricity and magnetism and the later synthesis of electromagnetic and weak interactions. Weinberg argues that these successes make it reasonable to hope that a still more comprehensive framework exists. He also discusses how unification is not simply aesthetic preference, it constrains what theories can look like and allows predictions that isolated ad hoc models cannot deliver. At the same time, he is careful about what a final theory would and would not do. It would not automatically answer every human question, and it might not uniquely determine all facts about the universe without additional assumptions, but it could represent the end of a particular kind of search, the quest for deeper dynamical laws beneath the patterns we observe. Secondly, symmetry, simplicity, and the role of mathematical beauty. A central thread in the book is how symmetry principles function as a compass for theoretical physics. Weinberg explains that symmetries do more than decorate equations. They restrict the allowed forms of physical laws, organize particles and forces, and often imply conservation laws. In modern particle physics, gauge symmetries underpin the standard model, and their mathematical structure shapes what interactions are possible. Weinberg discusses why physicists frequently use criteria like simplicity, elegance, and naturalness when evaluating candidate theories, especially when direct experimental guidance is limited. He does not treat beauty as infallible, but he defends it as a historically successful heuristic. Many enduring theories turned out to be mathematically tight, economical, and symmetric. He also explores the tension between beauty and messiness in nature, since the world can present apparently arbitrary features like particle masses and mixing patterns. This is where the idea of deeper unification becomes attractive, because it promises to explain what otherwise looks like a collection of parameters. Weinberg's discussion makes clear that aesthetic judgment in physics is not mere taste, it is entwined with the demand for internal consistency and explanatory power, even while remaining vulnerable to being corrected by experiment. Thirdly, from the standard model to grand unification and beyond. Weinberg situates the reader in the achievements of 20th century high energy physics, and then outlines the frontier questions that keep the final theory dream alive. The standard model successfully describes known fundamental particles and three of the four fundamental forces, yet it leaves open puzzles such as the origin of its many parameters, the pattern of families of matter, and the absence of gravity from the framework. He describes why grand unified ideas are compelling. They aim to place the strong, weak, and electromagnetic forces within a single gauge structure, potentially explaining charge quantization and suggesting relationships among coupling strengths. Weinberg also addresses what makes these ideas difficult to confirm, since many predicted phenomena may appear only at energies far beyond current accelerators. The narrative highlights the interplay between theory and experiment. Precision measurements can indirectly test high-scale physics, while cosmological evidence can constrain particle models. He also touches on candidate routes toward incorporating gravity at a fundamental level and why quantum gravity is conceptually hard. Overall, the topic emphasizes that the search for unification is not a purely philosophical desire, but a response to concrete gaps in otherwise successful theories. Fourthly, explanation, reductionism, and the limits of emergence. Weinberg defends a broadly reductionist view, arguing that higher-level sciences and everyday phenomena ultimately rest on the behavior of microscopic constituents, governed by fundamental laws. He separates this from a dismissive attitude toward other fields. Chemistry, biology, and psychology can have their own autonomous concepts and methods, even if their underlying physical basis is not in doubt. The key issue is what counts as an explanation. For Weinberg, the deepest explanations show how complex behavior arises from simple principles, even when the resulting relationships are mediated by statistics, effective theories, or approximations. He discusses emergence and effective descriptions as practical necessities, not as refutations of fundamentalism. At the same time, he acknowledges that reduction does not always yield tractable predictions, and that many higher-level regularities are discovered through their own empirical work. This balance allows him to critique fashionable anti-reductionist arguments while still respecting the independence of other disciplines. The payoff for readers is a clearer picture of how physics treats layers of description effective theories can be indispensable. Yet they do not negate the idea that there may be a most fundamental layer where the basic rules reside. This perspective also clarifies why unification matters. It aims to reduce the number of independent assumptions across all layers. Lastly, science and philosophy tension, overlap, and worldview. A distinctive feature of the book is its candid engagement with philosophy, especially questions about scientific realism, the nature of laws, and the meaning of explanation. Weinberg is often skeptical of philosophical systems that claim to set limits on what science can know or to dictate how science must proceed. He argues that scientific progress has repeatedly surprised prior philosophical expectations, and that working scientists rely on methodological habits shaped by evidence, consistency, and predictive success rather than by abstract prescriptions. Still, he does not reject philosophy entirely. Instead, he treats it as an arena where assumptions can be clarified, where concepts like reduction, causation, and objectivity can be sharpened, and where the implications of scientific knowledge for broader worldviews can be discussed. He also considers the emotional and cultural dimensions of the final theory dream, including why people seek ultimate answers and why science can feel both empowering and unsettling. Weinberg's stance is that the universe is comprehensible through impersonal laws, and that accepting this does not diminish human meaning but reframes it. This topic helps readers see the final theory debate not just as technical physics, but as a question about how knowledge is built and how far it might go. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers, science-minded students, and anyone interested in how top-level theoretical physicists think about unification, explanation, and the long arc of modern physics. Readers do not need advanced mathematics, but they should be willing to follow careful reasoning and to sit with ideas that are conceptual rather than purely narrative. The benefits are practical as well as intellectual. It trains you to distinguish evidence from speculation, to appreciate how symmetry and consistency guide scientific inference, and to understand why physics values deep explanatory structure. It can also expand your perspective on debates about reductionism, emergence, and the relationship between science and philosophy, helping you navigate popular discussions with more precision. Compared with many similar books, Weinberg offers unusual authority and clarity. And, combining historical context with an insider account of theory building and the constraints that make some ideas plausible and others unlikely, the tone is not merely inspirational, it is analytical and sometimes argumentative, which gives the book lasting value as a thinking companion rather than a quick overview. If you want a serious yet accessible examination of the dream of ultimate laws, it is worth buying for its depth, rigor, and distinctive voice. If you would like to support Steven Weinberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.